Hi, this is Paul Desmond for the Schneider Electric Data Center blog, and I'm on the phone today with John Neiman, who is Product Line Manager for Row and Small Systems Cooling for Schneider Electric's IT business. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, John's been at Schneider for about 7 years. He's been in the industry overall for about 10. So, given that and his focus on cooling systems at Schneider, I thought he'd be a good candidate to discuss today's topic, which is close coupled cooling systems, a term we've been hearing more and more. John, how about we start with just a description of what close-coupled cooling systems are and how they differ from other data center cooling approaches?
Okay. Well, traditionally when you look at a data center in terms of a cooling system, traditionally it's larger air conditioners that are placed around the perimeter of the data center, and they utilize a raised floor and blow cold air under the raised floor to distribute effectively the cold air to the IT equipment. The difference where close-coupled cooling is, or the concept behind, is actually to take that air conditioner and move it closer to the IT equipment, effectively close coupling it to the load. And this really provides a shorter path that the air has to travel both to and from the cooling equipment from the IT effectively.
That makes sense. So, how long has this approach been around, and what kind of factors would drive a data center manager to consider close coupled cooling?
Close coupled cooling's been around, it's a good question, probably for about 6 to 8 years. Probably depends on who you ask. The main driver that we saw that drove close coupled cooling was really the increase in rack density, so higher density IT loads. Data center managers, struggle as they start to get above 5 or 6 kilowatts a rack to get an effective amount of cold air out of the raised floor. So that's really where close coupled cooling comes in to try to, address some of those higher high density loads. And then we also see applications from an efficiency perspective, because some of the benefits close coupled offer is around being able to increase efficiency for a given data center as well.
I suppose you're seeing more and more densities as everybody's virtualizing everything and, putting them all these bunch of blades on one rack, that kind of thing. So,
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely. Yeah, we see customers, running loads as high as 20, 30 kilowatts in a rack.
Right. Well, so what are some of the different options for customers when it comes to close coupled cooling products?
Yeah, there's a lot of options out there. There's been a lot of investment. While it's only, 6 to 8 years old, there's been a lot of different manufacturers along with Schneider that have been, developing products that would be considered close coupled. Today you find products that are installed, in the row right next to IT equipment. There's other solutions that install over the hot aisle or the cold aisle, on top of the rack or on back of the rack. So there's a lot of different variations that allow the cooling equipment to be effectively close coupled to the IT load. Couple onto that the fact that, you have different types of cooling mediums. So you, with all those different form factors, you can have systems that operate off of, a chilled water system, or a more traditional compressorized, refrigerant-based system, also known as a direct expansion type system. And then also, as we look at close-coupled systems, some of the risk averseness to putting water next to IT equipment has given rise to pumped refrigerant-based systems that use a heat exchanger and a pump to basically pump refrigerant to exchange heat with a chill water loop, but allows the chill water to be isolated away from the IT equipment. So the fluid that actually flowing through the close coupled unit is actually refrigerant and not water, but we if the heat can be rejected to the water loop through this pumped refrigerant system.
That sounds like a good idea. So given all these different options, how do you guide customers to choosing the product that's best for them?
Well, that's a good question. When you look at it, there's really kind of two key things to look at in terms of choosing a product. The first is the type of heat rejection. So as I mentioned, there's the traditional chilled water and DX systems. And typically what we see is that the medium to large facilities, facilities that are deploying over 200 kilowatts in load, are deploying a chilled water type application. And then smaller installations that are under 200 kilowatts utilize a traditional compressorized refrigerant or direct expansion based system. When you look at applications where they are installing chilled water, but they say, I don't want to put that water right next to my IT equipment, that's kind of where the pump refrigerant application comes in and allows them to still leverage the closed couple cooling but not have to put that chilled water next to the IT equipment. The other factor when looking at deploying closed couple cooling is that form factor, right? So most commonly, just because of simplicity of installation, we see the air conditioners being placed right in the row adjacent to the IT equipment, mounted on the floor just like you would see an IT enclosure. But in some cases where customers are concerned about space and not wanting to allocate space for cooling units in the row with the IT equipment, there's the option to go overhead. And that's really kind of the two key drivers there is determining that type of heat rejection and then what type of form factor, whether it's an overhead or rack-mounted type unit or something that installs in the row with the equipment. Mm-hmm. So where space is a concern, it's really something that would be an overhead or on top of the rack type of solution.
Okay. And are there any specific features or options that you recommend people consider with these systems?
Yeah, certainly. Really look at three kind of key main features, the first being control. Because these systems are so closely tied and close coupled to the IT equipment, you want a system that can tightly control the temperature to the servers. So you want a system that can monitor and control based on the temperature that the IT load is seeing. And not only should they be able to control the temperature, but also effectively adjust the capacity of the cooling system to match up to the IT load to minimize the overall energy consumption. Another piece to consider is management. Today, more and more data center managers are looking at implementing tools to better manage their overall infrastructure. So when looking at a close-coupled system, it would be important to look for things that allow visibility to actual cooling capacity that's being done in real time, and being able to take this information and feed it up into their infrastructure management system to be able to manage where and when they can deploy IT loads based on cooling that they may have available. And then lastly, really the integration of the whole system. One of the nice features of having a close couple approach is the modularity of the design, being able to scale as your loads grow. And just looking at how the cooling system integrates with other elements of the data center, like racks and the containment systems and also other types of infrastructure management systems that may be out there.
Okay. Of course, customers are always concerned about cost. So are there any financial benefits to close-coupled cooling?
Yes, there are. One of the things we've looked at very closely within Schneider is really the financial advantage that close-coupled cooling offers. And typically you see the best returns with close-coupled cooling with small to medium loads. And in most cases, we're able to show about a 20% energy savings over more traditional base cooling systems. And in fact, one of the questions we get quite often is in terms of first cost, while the energy savings may be beneficial, what does it look like in terms of first cost? And even when considering the fact that we're dealing with smaller building blocks of cooling units, the fact that we're able to save energy typically in a small to medium facility or smaller medium loads, we're able to show a favorable 3-year TCO over more traditional cooling type systems.
All right, sounds good. Well, in my final question here, in previous podcasts, we talked about containment systems. So how do containment systems factor into the whole close coupled cooling equation, and is any certain type better than another?
That's a good question. The containment is something that we offer with our close coupled cooling systems, and typically we see customers about 50% of the time choose to use a containment system. In our experience, we really consider it a best practice to utilize containment, and specifically hot aisle containment as a best practice. The reason being is hot aisle containment provides, I would say, the least impact, especially for an existing facility, because we effectively capture the hot air in a hot aisle containment system, leaving the rest of the room unimpacted by the load that's being cooled in that given zone that's utilizing the hot aisle containment and close couple cooling. We also see other containment like rack level containment, where we take a close coupled air conditioner and place it next to an adjacent rack and just contain a single rack to maybe isolate a single or a few high density racks. So those are common themes we've seen. But as I said, you know, typically as a best practice, we recommend containment because of the financial benefits that you can get out of containment that I know you have discussed in other podcasts.
All right. Well, it sounds like an interesting topic. John Neiman from Schneider Electric, thanks for being here with us at the Schneider Electric Data Center blog. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.